Welcome to another episode of The Grilling Truth. We got another special Friday night edition with Bobby Morgan, CEO of Elite Talent Management, talking about his combine coming up in Billerica, Georgia, December 11th through the 13th. Tonight we've got one of the teams that's going to be there, the West Georgia Falcons. We got the coach, Mr. Coach Parks. How you doing tonight, Coach Parks?
How you doing, sir?
We got the general manager, Roger Mason. How you doing, Roger?
I'm doing all right, sir.
And we got the line coach, Coach John Stokes. How you doing tonight, Coach?
Fine, sir. How are you?
All right. So we will start off with the GM, Mr. Mason. You want to tell us a little bit about the West Georgia Falcons, what league you're in, how long you've been in that league, just a general brief history of your organization?
You want to speak with the owner as well? Because the owner is here, too, Mr. Mason,
yeah.
Tony Mason.
Okay.
You're on.
Yes, sir. How are you? This is Tony Mason, the owner of the West Georgia Falcons.
All right. How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing great, sir. Glad to be on your radio station, and we greatly appreciate whatever airtime we can get. We're just a little country team that trying to survive, and we got blessed by Mr. Morgan and his association coming along and choosing us out of the 100 teams in Georgia, and we all got the same philosophy. It ain't about the money. It ain't about this. It's about getting these kids to the next level and keeping them off the streets.
Exactly.
Yeah, so how long has your team been in existence?
Well, I've been in existence since 99. So
the West Georgia Falcons have been there since 99, or you just been?
Yeah, the West Georgia Falcons have been around since 2000. I started out with the West Georgia Renegades in 99, and then the West Georgia Falcons was established in 2000. We played in the Southern Football League with Mike Frazier over there, and we were the 2000 defending champions. And, you know, like I said, you know, my goal is I don't make no money doing this. It's a blessing to get to do it. I wish they would have had this when I was a kid, or somebody could have helped me stay off the streets. But, you know, it is what it is, and we're blessed to get Mr. Morgan to come aboard. And any other questions you have, sir, I'll be glad to answer.
All right. Well, let's go to your head coach, Coach Parks. You want to tell us a little bit about the level of play your players have achieved? I mean, have they played Division I college, or just a general overview of your team?
Well, some of them have, you know, been to some college, and they haven't played Division I. They played, you know, some college football, but a lot of these guys is guys that had the opportunity but didn't have the grades to make it to college. So semi-pro football organization that we're trying to establish with give them that goal to do that. And my goal is to help them develop their opportunity to become, you know, a college Division I player, or get to the next level through SFL or arena football, you know, to help them establish themselves and being, you know, young men, you know, because like owner said, we are trying to develop these young men to not be on the streets and, you know, have somewhere to, you know, look back on and say that's what they were, the part of that organization.
Yeah. Coach Stokes, you want to talk a little bit about the excitement level amongst your team for playing in this event?
Oh, like I tried to tell the guys, Coach Parks mentioned that, you know, the guys that didn't have the grades to go to that next level. Well, I'm one of those. I played, you know, D-line, and I'm bringing my expertise into this and teaching the guys what I learned when I was in high school. Like I told them, the O-line is the backbone. If the O-line don't get done, the offense don't go nowhere. And defense, the D-line is the backbone. And if the D-line don't get the job done, then defense don't get the job done. So I'm just bringing my expertise in to show them the do's, the don'ts, and the how-tos.
Yeah. Mr. Morgan, CEO, Elite Talent Management, you're the man in charge of this whole thing. You want to tell everybody where they can go to sign up? It's in Billerica, Georgia at the B-Plex, December 11th through the 13th. I know that you've got GotNext TV involved where they're going to televise it. The better players will be sent to a private workout with NFL teams and scouts. You want to tell everybody where they can find the information, where they can go online and everything?
Yes, sir. First of all, I'd like to say thanks so much, man, for giving us this opportunity to having us on, Coach Good Pastor, man. It's always an honor, man, to be on with you, man. I greatly appreciate this, helping us bring the notoriety to this organization. It'll be located at the V-Plex 1605 Highway 61, Villarica, Georgia. And if I would, I just want to say thanks real quick to Coach, the owner, Mr. Mason, him and his organization, the West Georgia Falcons, man, is a very credible organization. It's an honor to be able to work with these guys, man. You know, all of the players that we have will be coming through the West Georgia program through our partnership. I would also, if I could, like to thank the city of Villarica as well as the mayor, along with Mr. Jay Collins, Mr. Mike Best, the parks director, for you know, giving us this opportunity as well. Those guys teaming up with us, as well as you, Coach Good Pastor, because we wouldn't have this opportunity without you. For anyone that's interested and want to get signed up, go on to www.elitetalent.biz. That's www.elitetalent.biz.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank everybody from the West Georgia Falcons. Everybody go online, check out Elite Talent Management. I'd like to thank Coach Stokes, Coach Parker, the owner, Tony Mason, and the GM, Roger Mason. So for these guys and for Bobby Morgan, I'm Mike Goodpaster. You've been listening to The Grueling Truth, where the legends speak.